Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show.
We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Enjoy! Kid Craddock in the morning.
An Army veteran at a mall near Philadelphia saw a guy walking around in uniform.
Okay.
So he started recording this guy because he knew he was just pretending to be a soldier to get more discounts.
Oh.
Then he started quizzing the guy, caught him lying, called him out in front of everyone.
What's your rank?
I'm a staff sergeant.
Staff sergeant? Where'd you get a basic training?
Fort Jackson.
You know, the infantry only goes to Fort Benning, right?
Yeah, for ranger training.
No, for basic training.
No, I didn't start off as a ranger.
Oh.
As infantry.
Whoops. You didn't. What'd you start off as?
I started off as a M1, as a driver for Humvees.
What's the what's the actual MOS for that, for a driver?
My driver MOS? Hold on one second.
Here it is, guys. Stolen valor at its finest. Wearing a United States Army uniform. Claims to be a United States Army Ranger.
And is not.
Oh.
That gentleman right there could call in and say, I caught a fake soldier trying to get deals on Black Friday. I love myself. Yeah, wow. Call people out, man. I hate when people do stuff like that.
Right.
What a stud.
Man.
Well, we had a few people go on our Facebook page.
Yeah.
Like Brittany, I had a milkshake for dinner. I love myself.
Yes.
Why not?
I feel you on that. I had two bowls of cereal the other day for dinner, and it feels so good.
I ate cereal for breakfast and dinner last night. Why are we doing that?
I don't know. Because my body wanted
you're single.
It.
Single. Well, not JC. I don't know what your excuse is, JC.
Mine was Cocoa Puffs.
Shelly wrote us and said, only got into one screaming match during Black Friday this year. That's down from the five I had last year, so I'm doing better. Yeah. I love myself.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Marlin, you guys will like this one. Marlin says, I snuck in the phrase, chilling out, maxing, relaxing, all cool, while getting after my third graders. I love myself.
We have to do this one that Margaret sent in.
Okay, go ahead, Kelly.
I am graduating summa cum laude from Mercer University after overcoming homelessness at 16, raising 9 children, 2 with disabilities, 7 of them my nieces and nephews, taking care of my mom, and working 2 jobs. Yes, I love myself.
Wow.
You go, Margaret.
Hey, you go ahead and toot your own horn.
Yeah.
That's
awesome.
Crazy.
Yeah.
I didn't do anything cool like that recently.
They can be more minor as well.
Our phone number is 800-KIDS-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
It's time to toot your own horn. Why do you love yourself? Trisha, go ahead.
I love myself because I made praline for Thanksgiving. And they did not get hard, and I poured all that mess back in the pot, reheated it, re-poured, and they were fabulous.
You go,
I love
girl.
Myself.
You should love yourself.
Good pralines right there.
Pralines.
This would be hard to make.
Some say praline.
Some say pralines.
Some say praline.
Oh, I didn't even know what she was talking about.
People say praline.
What do you mean you don't know, Al? Praline, praline?
I didn't know what is the pronunciation. I'm like,
New Orleans say praline.
Oh, it's a southern thing. They're pralines all the way.
Yeah.
All right, girl.
Don't worry about that, Al.
All right, go on. Go on with your bad self.
Don't be questioning the praline. Let's go with Ryan.
Hey, guys. I love myself because even though everybody told me I couldn't, I sold my house without a realtor. I got asking price, and I close on Wednesday. I love myself.
You got
it.
Oh,
nice. What that is to do?
Incredible.
So you just posted a sign by yourself in front of your house and sold it, no problem?
Yes, and get this, we're building a mile down the road. The people that are buying it live in California, aren't moving here for 3 years, so they're letting us rent it back for $300 cheaper a month than our house.
Wow, what a dream come true.
You should love yourself.
I love myself. Go on, girl.
Who buys a house 3 years before you move?
You got to plan ahead, Kelly.
Let's have a great house.
You got to plan ahead.
For real.
Well, good for you. Congratulations.
I guess you get a good APR.
I like this one
because
it's a girl problem. Teresa wrote, I just painted my nail and put a gold heart on the pinky nail all by myself. I love myself.
That's hard. It's hard.
When girls do their own nails, JC, you need to understand.
Especially
it's so
to
hard
design.
When you do the other hand, and when you get it done and it's perfect, it's so exciting.
Well, I've tried to paint my nails. I know how tough it is.
Okay, next call.
I just wanted to see what it was like.
Really?
Just to fit in, just to see what it's like.
No, not that bad. No.
When it was like cool back in the day to just paint your nails black.
Carson Daly of you.
Yeah. Mm.
All right.
I sure did that. We're doing the I love myself lines. Kristen, go ahead.
I love myself because I controlled my anger this morning and I didn't beat up the girl that almost wrecked into me and then obnoxiously hit her brakes the whole time I was behind her and then flipped me off before she turned away.
I love myself.
Yeah.
Good for you for maintaining your composure. Yes.
Right.
You don't sound like a very angry person, Kristen.
Oh, no, I'm not. But I had 4 small kids with me, so I had to, you know.
Everybody's got their limit. Everybody's got their limit.
Yeah.
Good for you.
I love it
when it's somebody else's fault and they're mad at you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that happens all the time.
Yeah. Or when you don't know you did something wrong and they're mad at you, just let me apologize.
What?
I didn't know. I'm going to mess up from time to time.
I love myself.
Roger, why do you love yourself?
I love myself because I pump portable toilets for a living to provide for 3 beautiful daughters. I love myself.
There you go, buddy.
You do what you got to do.
Do what you got to do.
Man, you've seen some stuff, haven't you?
It's brutal.
I don't want to know.
No,
we should have a holiday for toilet cleaner guys.
That's the truth.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, man, I mean, all those jobs that nobody wants to do, like the trash guy.
Yeah.
You know,
they were talking about the story, like on those. What was that? Gross jobs,
dirty
whatever,
jobs.
Dirty jobs.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
They were saying if we did not have the sanitation workers, our lives would be filled with disease.
Oh yeah,
just rodents. I mean, they really do work that nobody wants to do. But if they didn't do it, our society would collapse. So thank you
for what you do. I used to work at Linens and Things, and they used to make me clean the bathrooms back in the day.
Bragger.
I want you to be completely honest, Roger. Who has the grosser bathroom, the guys or the girls?
Well, considering most of mine is construction, it's usually the men. And honestly, if there's women on the site, I actually most of the time put a separate toilet out for the women.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's nice of you.
Well, I can tell you this.
I would say the girls' bathroom was always the worst.
As bar owner, women's bathroom.
What are you guys doing?
Always much worse.
Well, because we actually wash our hands, there's probably a buildup of paper towels.
Yeah, I would think we go through more paper, and so there's going to be toilet paper.
So it might be
that. But you guys,
we actually use toilet paper.
You guys go everywhere.
Oh, so we miss from time to time.
I bet you can keep a how often do you have to change the toilet the paper towels in the men's bathroom compared to the women's?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't go in theirs, but I think the bar owner changing
toilet paper.
Well, no, I don't go in the women's bathroom. I don't go in the women's bathroom. But I'm just saying, no, the women's is just in way worse shape than the men's bathroom. I don't know what it is. What y'all do?
Because we don't want to touch anything, but we have to wash our hands and stuff. So it's really hard. It's just hard.
All right.
I want to create like a portable hover thing for girls.
And I've never seen a guy sleep in the men's bathroom, but I've seen a girl passed out in the girls' bathroom.
Yeah, that's a bad night.
Of course you have. Chris, you're on the I Love Myself lines. Go ahead.
I love myself because I found my engagement ring 7 months ago, and he just proposed yesterday, but I kept it a secret for 7 months.
Are you ever going to tell him?
Well, I mean, he proposed to me yesterday, so I did tell him yesterday after he proposed, but I knew where it was the whole time.
You and my wife did the same thing.
Why?
You don't gotta tell everything.
I didn't want to tell him. Yeah, well, he had to know. It was killing me. He hid it in his sock drawer. I do his laundry. Come on now.
My wife told me after I proposed to her, she goes, you know I found the engagement.
And then that just sucked the wind out of your sails.
I bought it like 2 years before I proposed. I just had it just because. And she goes, you know I found it about 7 times before you proposed.
See, that's just to get it off your conscience. As hard as it is, you got to keep that a secret forever.
Nothing good is going to come from. Oh, well, you've already done it.
It's okay, Chris. You were just excited. You know, when you find something, you just want to let them know.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
I understand.
I didn't mean to take the wind out of your sail.
I wish you wouldn't have told me.
Yeah.
But good news is you're getting married.
Yeah, we're not. There you go.
Yeah.
So,
thank you. I love myself.
And he loves you, Chris. Thank you for calling.
Hanging on to that.
We all love doing that when we find stuff out. Shan, what happened to Black Friday?
I love myself because I got a great Thursday deal on Saturday, 2 days later, all the way from Austin, Texas, when I live in Dallas, Texas.
Shut up. I love myself.
What'd you get?
What'd you buy?
Oh, they had bar stools on sale for $50. And, of course, I went Thursday at 10 o'clock and they were all gone. I went Saturday and they had a thousand of them there.
They restocked.
Boom.
And you still got the deal you wanted.
Oh, yes.
Congratulations, Shane.
Nice.
I'll be over to have a drink at that bar.
You got the stools you wanted without a black eye. Not that much violence this year, from what I've read. It's been pretty good. Let's finish it off here. I love myself. Got lines going strong. Michelle.
I love myself because I dispatched a redneck at my college football game Saturday. I got rid of him. Our star running back got hurt, and he was shouting like obscenities and calling him a marshmallow. And you know, a true fan doesn't do that to his own player. and I got really tired of it. And I said, well, why aren't you out on the field? And he said, check it out. I was All-State football and basketball in Ohio. Google it, Google it. And I said, well, what have you done since then, Al Bundy? And his friends were humiliated. They got up and left him. He got up and followed them, and they never came back. So I love myself.
I want to know why he was called the Marshmallow, the running back.
Well, he had been hurt earlier in the season, and then he got hurt in the first quarter Saturday. It was really a blow. So because we were 11-0, so it was really sad.
Did y'all win?
And I want to say, go Marshall. Thundering hurt. No, we lost.
Yeah.
We are now.
It was a good game, though.
That's all right.
You guys scored a lot.
It was a devastating game, but I still love my Marshall.
Well, I know
so go
you
hurt.
Go hurt. You hurt?
I love myself. Bye.
I love you.
Yeah.
Bye.
Yep. Marshall Hurd almost went undefeated, and then they...
I know. It's just devastating.
It was a devastating loss, Kelly.
I haven't recovered.
They scored so many points.
How are you going to make it through, Kel?
I don't know.
Yeah, Kelly.
What I'm going to do?
We need Kelly to gather her thoughts after that horrible loss Marshall suffered.
What's coming up, Jason?
Did you really think they were going to pull it out, Kelly? I mean, they're in the
end. I thought they had a fighting chance.
Yeah.
Well, they did have a fighting chance.
Of course. Why not? Anybody does.
Yeah.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back.
We wish you a Taylor Swift miss. We wish you a Taylor Swift miss. We wish you a Taylor Swift miss. And you can win here.
How about that? You know what that means.
Yes, I do.
By the way, thank you to the Septian Entertainment Group for doing that jingle for us.
Thank you, Linda Septian.
That means this is your chance to check out Taylor Swift in concert at the 1989 World Tour, but you got to call us and be caller number 13 because that's her favorite. 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
12 days, 12 winners with Taylor Swift, miss.
Awesome. Hey, speaking of Taylor Swift,
yeah.
I know she's single right now.
Okay.
And she says that she's... What did she say? That she has a more realistic approach for finding love now.
Okay.
But this is a cool story. It might make Kelly a little jealous. Taylor had a girls' night. recently with some of her best girlfriends, Selena Gomez, Ellie Goulding. They went to see the 1975.
Oh.
Yeah. Chocolate.
So, of course, when Taylor goes to concerts with her friends...
Come on, this song is
legit. Yeah, Kelly loves this band.
Oh,
we surprised her.
Never gonna quit it, no. Love it.
They are cute. Yeah, so Taylor goes backstage, hanging out. Looks like she might have hit it off with the lead singer of the 1975.
Oh, I know she would. He's so dreamy.
This Matt Healy. Yeah. Well, Matt was doing this radio interview recently, and he said, I met Taylor Swift. That was really nice. They hung out post-gig. We exchanged numbers. Let's see what happens. He continued to say, he reiterated, you know, we're just going to see what happens. But he did throw in there, I mean, what am I going to do? Going out with Taylor Swift? She's a sensation. I wouldn't say no.
Heck yeah, buddy. Yeah,
of course you don't say no.
He's too dirty for her, though.
What do you mean he's too dirty?
He can dirty her up
so
a little bit.
She's so clean and crisp. And she tried Harry, and Harry's trying to pretend he's dirty, but he's not. This 1975 guy's kind of dirty.
It's not like John Mayer.
She could stand to be a little dirtied up a little bit.
Oh, no, John Mayer's a little.
Clean.
John Mayer's a little dirty.
John Mayer is too, Kelly.
He's not dirty.
Kelly. You cannot say John Mayer's not a dirty boy.
John Mayer's not a dirty boy.
Yes, he is.
I just said it.
He is not a dirty. What?
How do you know he's dirty? Have you smelled him? He doesn't look like he smells bad.
You mean literally you just think that this guy doesn't bathe
I'm saying
enough.
Physically. You know, he's got like that unkempt hair, kind of like it. Maybe he washed it once a month. He's just kind of dirty and rough.
Oh, I thought you meant like naughty.
Yeah.
No, I didn't mean naughty.
That's
I
what
mean
I
dirty.
Too.
I mean physically
that's what
dirty.
I was saying. Taylor could use a little dirtying up a little bit because she's so pristine.
She's so pristine.
Nice girls need naughty boys.
I think he's
laundry.
Too dirty. Now, he's not too dirty for me.
I think he's smaller than she
Nobody's
is.
Too dirty for Kelly.
Right? He was a smaller guy, right?
He's very alive.
I thought you didn't like the long hair because you thought it was dirty.
Yeah, but it's different when they're a rock star.
So rock star can have the...
Yes, there's different rules for them. They can wear leather pants.
Yeah.
And they can wear long hair and man buns. But the average person on the street doing that, you look like a fool.
Yeah, like last night.
Like the pants that Jason Derulo had on last night.
Thank you for bringing that
Jason
up.
Jason Derulo pants.
The Jason Derulo had, he had on these pants that were...
They weren't leather, but they were kind of leather look.
A leatherette and
drop
zippers
crotch.
All over. They probably, the bottom of the pants probably came just above
mid-calf,
the calf.
Yeah.
And they were baggy, like.
Right. Not crazy baggy, but just right baggy.
But he's a star, yeah. So he can wear that.
I mean, if you put on those pants, you got to be on a stage within 20 minutes.
Exactly. Jenna said what, JC?
No, it was the same. Jenna said what? Jenna bought me those pants.
What did she say?
Jenna bought me those pants last year for Christmas, yeah. And I wear them. Selective outing.
I've yet to see you wear your Christmas present from last year.
I probably worn them 3 times because they're those pants that people recognize when you wear them.
Wear them to the office Christmas party.
Yes.
Oh, I will, Kelly.
With a suit coat.
Jason Derulo gave me.
What do you do with a blazer?
When I saw him wearing them up to his knees, I was like, "That's what I got to do."
Oh yeah, you got to pull them up a bit.
I got to pull them up. I've been doing it all wrong. I pull them all the way down. They turn into skinny jeans with a little bit of poof.
No, they have the sweatpant band.
I don't know how to do
that. That's what you do with your sneakers and maybe a t-shirt and a blazer.
Oh, and a bow tie.
Oh, okay. I don't know about that.
A bow tie.
Yeah, a bow tie.
No. Now you're just looking like a clown.
You guys don't understand fashion like I do.
Yeah, we don't. Apparently not.
Merry Swiftness.
JC's going to roll into the Christmas party looking like Kanye.
Oh, I'm wearing it, Jen. I swear. I'm wearing the pants.
I believe you.
I'm going to look like Jason Derulo, Mexican style. We were looking for call number 13 for the first day of 12 days of Swiftmas.
Woo.
Everybody say hello to Liz Petroff. Hey, Liz.
Hi.
Hey, Liz Petroff.
Hey, girl.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you guys? I'm so excited.
You should be excited because guess what, Liz? You just won day one of 12 days of Swiftmas.
Yeah.
Oh my God, my daughter's going to be super excited.
Oh, so I'm guessing you're going to take your daughter.
Yes, I am.
Well, that's great because we're going to send you to one of Taylor Swift's shows on her 1989 World Tour. It's either going to be San Diego, Tampa, Dallas, Baton Rouge, Omaha, Pittsburgh, or Chicago. And that's thanks in part to Southwest Airlines.
Yay.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I love your show. You guys are awesome.
How old's your daughter?
She's 5 years old.
Oh.
This will be her first concert?
Perfect.
It's her very first concert. We were supposed to buy tickets, and I missed out. And now we're going to go because of you guys. I love you.
We're going because of you, because you were listening, and you took a chance and called in. Congratulations, Liz.
Thank you so much.
Hold on for us.
Now, tickets for most of the 1989 World Tour are on sale now. Some of them must have already sold out because she missed the window. But, you know, check it out. We got the link to buy them at kidnation.com.
There is nothing hotter than Taylor Swift right now.
I know, I've got to try to buy tickets.
I know, I need to get some too.
Everybody thinks we have pull to get everything we want.
No, no.
We really don't.
No. Zero pull.
I really got to.
We beg.
I'm gonna go to the link at Kid Nation because I don't know. My girlfriend wants to go with her daughter and my daughter. I'm like, that's great.
Well, we're going to buy tickets.
Because they all look at me like, okay, Kelly.
And you want to get the whole experience. They think we can get the backstage thing.
No. We get them to give away.
Yeah.
No.
Back to more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Can you believe it's already December 1st?
I know, right?
This year went by so fast.
Hey, y'all.
It means Christmas is right around the corner.
Uh-oh.
And Big Al brought a Santa Claus.
No, this is not just Santa Claus.
That's not just any Santa. That's a brown Santa.
Black Santa Claus.
Is he black?
This is Blanta Claus.
He just looks like... He's tan.
I think it's just
this is
tan.
Like a very bad trip to the spray tan booth.
Yeah, that's like Hawaiian.
One time too many.
Yeah, he's like weathered
no,
Santa.
No, this is Black Santa. Don't y'all ruin it. Don't y'all ruin this for me.
That's tan mom Santa.
This is Black Santa Claus. So I never will forget. We're going to get into Christmas wishes.
Thanks, Al.
This really reminds me of when I was a little kid and we go up to Redbird Mall when Santa Claus would come to town to make the first appearance.
You know,
it's a big deal when Santa Claus gets there.
Of course.
And we took blaxploitation in the black neighborhood to a whole nother level because Santa Claus would roll up in a Cadillac drop top.
Red.
He would be sitting on the parade part on the back seat.
Uh-huh.
And Santa, you know, it was in the hood, all right? So Santa had on the red jacket.
Chalice.
He had on like some jeans.
That's great.
And he had the wavy hair. And then he had a pillowcase that he was carrying his toys in. One year it was a pillowcase, and 1 year I think it was like a hefty bag.
Uh-huh.
You know, but you know what?
Tough times for Santa.
It was Santa Claus.
Yeah, tough times for Santa.
You were happy in the hood to see Santa Claus. You had to go to miles and miles to see a black Santa Claus. You couldn't. You're like, how come there's not one? And so, you know, there was finally a black Santa Claus in the hood. So Rob Chickering found this black Santa Claus, this plastic one.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to mount it somewhere and put a light in it.
Thanks, Al.
And this is going to be It's my Santa Claus right here.
Put him up at the bar.
Yeah, somewhere.
Your Christmas wish is coming true.
Wow.
Big Al's pointless story of the day.
No, that had a great point.
That was a great
I enjoyed it immensely, Al.
That's childhood right there.
You painted a picture. I felt like I was there.
A beautiful picture.
Thank you.
You know, Christmas is about the children. A lot of people really stress this time of year. It's not been a great year for a lot of people financially, and they're struggling. And you might know of a family who's in that position where they want to make Christmas happen for their kids. They don't know how they're going to make that happen. Well, you can make that happen for them. If you go to KidNation.com and tell us about their situation, we need to know the names and ages of the family members, right? So we can make sure that, you know, the gifts are appropriate.
Right.
Tell us about what they might need. And we're going to try to grant as many of these Christmas wishes as we can, thanks to Toys R Us, Pier 1 Imports, Southwest Airlines, One Day App, and by your donations. It's going to be possible for you to actually get involved and make some donations. Used to be we didn't do that.
Right.
But now, you know what? Why not spread the love? People want to give.
Right.
We're going to give you the chance to do that. And your Christmas wish could come true this year thanks to the Kid Craddock Morning Show and the Toys R Us. Come on. Let's play.
No. Come on.
Let's play, Toys R Us.
I like the new tagline. Come on.
Go to KidNation.com and get those families nominated. We
nominate some family. And it's
officially time to start granting these after Thanksgiving.
Yeah. And you feel so good after helping out a family that needed it this year. So you never know when it could be you.
It's great to nominate families that wouldn't ask for help or they're too proud. Or people that are always helping other people, but they're never asking for help themselves.
You see that a lot with these families.
Yeah, you really make you feel good to give something back to those people.
A lot of these families get what little they have back to the community.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why they don't have the Christmas they deserve. So let's help them out this year.
Cool. Because you
know I'm all and now to our fun-filled Sunday night. We spent it at a Christmas show with a bunch of artists.
Yeah.
Kelly's boyfriend, Jason Derulo, was there.
Yes.
Nick Jonas was there. Fall Out Boy was there. Megan Trainor, Echo Smith, Jeremih. I mean, it was packed with celebs.
It's almost getting awkward, Kelly.
I know.
You and Jason Derulo.
Oh, don't
worry. You made it awkward, Al.
Don't worry.
You made it awkward.
You will hear all the interaction.
I was doing fine on my own.
You will hear all the interaction we had with the artist throughout the week. But today, we got Megan Trainor.
Yeah.
Jenna and I got to sit down with Megan Trainor, who's tough to get for an interview. We've tried in the past, and we finally nailed her down last night.
Busy girl.
She's busy, exactly.
Yeah. She was all about that bass. But when the interview started, Megan and Jenna had already made a girl connection, and I was just sitting off to the side trying to get the interview started. This is our sit-down with Megan Trainor while she has a girl crush on Jenna.
Is that nasty gal?
The jacket is, yeah. I think this probably is, too. My stylist loves that.
I do, too. I love it.
Nasty gal.
Live it, breathe it, love it, yes.
Are you guys done talking about girl stuff?
I mean, it's just cool that I recognize where her top's from because I've also seen it online.
I'm becoming really girly.
You are?
Let it happen, yes. I grew up with two brothers.
We're chatting with Megan Trainor. I want to give her the nickname Personal.
Personal?
Megan Personal Trainer.
Oh. Really?
Yeah. Mm. How'd you feel about
that one? Is this like high school?
Yeah.
Oh. Wait, you said you're just becoming more girly, but I feel like what I want to talk to you about is you wear cute skirts all the time.
So, yes, I'm learning.
Okay, so that's what you mean. You're embracing the girliness?
I played like football. I was like...
So you're a tomboy.
I was a tomboy. I had two brothers. I worshipped them. I thought like they liked me too. So I would play all the sports with them. Like my brother was quarterback and I was center.
What? If I was going to have a center, I'd rather have the girl be the center.
Not your sister, bro.
No.
Did he always have to touch your butt?
Yeah, every time.
Okay, that's weird.
And, like, if anything happened, like, if you didn't get the ball, I'd be like, Megan! I'm like, I don't know, bro. I did a great job. I don't know where you were.
So when did you start wearing skirts?
High school, middle school. I noticed other girls were being very girly. And I was like, okay, got to stop wearing sweatshirts and sweatpants.
And then it's all downhill. Then it's like makeup and eyebrow waxing.
I'm just learning makeup. I'm getting real good at it. But I had no idea what I was doing in high school.
Yeah. How was the Macy's Thanksgiving parade? I saw you on the float. See, this thing I've always wondered. I mean, it looks really cool and I've never been. Is it just really cold though?
I thought I would be like miserable up there. And at first, the whole thing's rocking and I get very motion sickness. So I was a little nauseous at first. But then the fact that everyone was screaming my name and knew me, like actually knew me, was it just, I wasn't cold anymore. I wasn't nauseous. I was just like, what's up? Hey.
Does that really still blow your mind that people know your name?
Yeah. Oh, gosh, yeah. My friends go to clubs and say that all the men know all the words.
Yeah, they do.
Which is great.
Do you still keep in touch with all your high school friends now that you're super famous?
Yeah. I was just home and I went to a little party and saw them all. It was great. We took selfies. They're on Instagram. Hey.
Do you feel like they treat you different now that you're famous, though?
No, they were exactly the same. I was kind of, I went up to them. I was like, what's up? And they're like, hey, Megan. I was like, oh.
Yeah, but do you feel like now they have higher expectations for you and what you're going to get them for Christmas?
I thought that too. The family, because I haven't made the money yet, so right. I've told my whole family, like, do not expect cars and jewelry, because it's not going to happen. But my friends were mostly like, what is this hair? What is this? I was like, extensions.
Please, you're going to buy them hair for Christmas.
One of my friends is like, all I want in life is these extensions. And I was like, done. Except I can't afford it.
Hair. Yeah. Why can't you afford it? Is it just
hasn't come in yet? $1,000. You know how much this hair is?
Is that real person hair?
Well, no, extensions are like $500,000. Ask anybody. Come on, girl.
Are they real hair?
I bought some. I just learned all
this. This is totally fake.
Can I touch it?
It's someone's clip-ins too. Yeah,
did you name it though? I feel like I had.
No, I didn't name it.
You have to name it. Like who it came
from. Everyone has fake hair. No one talks about it. I'll talk about it. This is all fake. Hey.
You think it came from like a young Russian girl?
Indian girl. A young Indian girl. Because it holds the curls.
Okay, that's what I heard. It was
weird, right?
I haven't seen a lot of blonde Indian girls.
No, they dye it for sure. Secrets are out.
I don't know what's
taking a dark turn. What do you have to say? See, he struggles growing hair.
Yeah,
so
I know.
We need to get him facial hair.
Pills for that, I think. I don't know. I've heard things. But like, I was home with my brother and I was taking off my fake eyelashes and my hair and he was watching me like, whoa. I was like, I'm melting.
Like, you used to pass me the football, Megan.
Yeah. And I came back. I was like, look, I did my makeup. He's like, you're freaking me out. I don't know who this is.
Do you still stay at home?
Do I stay at home?
Yeah, do you go stay at home with your brothers and stuff and still
fight
and tackle
each other? Well, my brother has an apartment in L.A., so I crash with him when I'm not moving. But my whole family's on Nantucket, so I was just there.
Nice.
Flew in from Boston this morning.
Wait, and you're 20, right? You have a birthday coming up, a big one.
In a month. It's going to be great.
What do you do for the 21st birthday?
I have a show in Tampa.
On your birthday?
Okay. Yeah, it's going to be epic.
That's going to be great.
My brother's flying from L.A. That's his birthday present.
Where do you go?
Hotel and a flight.
Do you like going overseas because you get to party after the shows and stuff? Because I feel like your crew goes out.
I don't get to party. Well, I'm not 21, so I don't get in anywhere. And especially because of my name, they're like, we don't need pictures of you here. So they don't let me in. But shows, I can't drink because then I can't sing the next day.
That's true.
Yeah, what's been going on with that? You've been on a lot of vocal rests?
I mean, I've got teachers now. I have a coach who actually teaches me. And it's very different because usually I just go like, I'm good, let's go.
That's
and he's like, no, you have to do like a half hour. I'm about to go do it now, but
what does that entail? I need a little bit.
It's really embarrassing. Yeah, okay. Look how epic this is.
I often lose my voice.
They're really embarrassing. One is really emotional yums.
Okay.
And you're like, hey, yum, 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 yum.
Oh,
like
yum, 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 yum.
I get it. Yeah. It's like I'm crying because I'm heartbroken
like,
and eating ice cream.
No, like sadder. And I'm like, okay. Hey, yum, 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 yum.
Yum, 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 yum.
Oh my God, you're hired. That's great.
That is so fun. What else do you do?
Okay.
I do like a hee, and you've got to bend over and everything. Yeah.
I didn't
yodel,
like that.
Megan?
No. What?
I feel like that's a yodeling. Yodeling.
Ooh, that was great. Wow.
He's been practicing for like a year.
He's been practicing.
Yeah.
This is a moment. This is your moment. Wow.
Okay, so we just saw that you covered a Bieber Christmas song.
I did. He tweeted it.
Mistletoe.
Mistletoe. I did that a while ago in some country. It was far, far away.
Yeah.
And I blended it with Jason Mraz's I'm Yours.
I'ma be under the mistletoe with you. Shawty with you, with you. Shawty with you, with you. Under the mistletoe.
Well, I read that you're really into Christmas. Is that true?
Yeah, I love it. Well, my birthday is like right there, so it's like epic for me.
How is the Christmas birthday, though?
I loved it. No one told me until recently that there's half birthdays, which I've been missing out my whole life.
You should do that.
I should do that. I think I'm cool enough. I
had a best
girlfriend
do that because then, you know, when you're young, the parents combine all the presents.
Yeah, but see, my birthday is right next to my brother's birthday. We're 5 days apart, so we combined it birthdays. That was awful.
That's
we would have like a big, my parents are like, oh, get it all done. And we would do that and then have Christmas the next day.
So if you could have your Christmas present / birthday present be your favorite celebrity crush under the mistletoe, who would that be?
Oh. It's been changing every day.
I know.
It was Zac Efron. Now,
get out of here, Zac.
So you're not into good looking
bodies? No, right? No. I like him. I keep meeting all these cute artists. I'm just like, oh, gosh.
Isn't that crazy? You get
but they're all
boys.
Taken.
Yeah.
They're all, like, Jake Miller has a girlfriend, and Nick Jonas has a girlfriend.
For now.
But they're all adorable, so I'm just like, hi, buddy, what's up? We're friends.
That's good. You're laying the groundwork, and then maybe by your birthday show, maybe he will be
single. Birthday show. I don't know. We'll see.
Like Bruno Mars. I saw you were watching Uptown Funk.
Yes, that was everything. Because that's our song that we go on before. That's our new jam. We just learned all the dance moves, and we do it all now, me and my dancers.
Does that mean you're going to cover it one day, maybe?
I told them I want that song blasting, and we just walk out to it doing the whole dance at my show, like my concert show. going to be epic.
Got to have an intro.
You got to have an intro.
Have to.
Why not?
I don't have an epic one yet. We, like, fake it every time. Like, let's just do, play this, and I'll just walk out really cool.
Yeah.
That's like literally every show.
You should do, like, a wrestler intro.
A wrestler intro.
Yeah.
Yeah, like,
what's that?
You know, you walk out like, with hardcore
like
rock.
Like System of a Down.
Yeah, yeah. I feel you. Okay.
Why not do that? And then just go into whatever you want to start with.
Dear Future Husband.
About that face.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got a skirt on. It's fine, Megan.
Awesome.
What's going to be your New Year's resolution?
Oh. I told people starting to enjoy the travel life, security. I just can't enjoy it. I hate
it.
Every second.
You hate
Last
it, huh?
time I was there today, someone farted right in front of me while I was walking through. And the girl's like, can I get some Lysol? So, apparently someone passed gas and no one's talking about it. And I was like, I smell it, boo. That's awful. That was my morning.
That's crop see, dusting, right?
You want to, yeah, that's
yeah,
definitely crop
see,
dusting.
See, celebrities are just like, yeah.
Somebody crop dusted Meghan Trainor, and that is against the law, I believe.
It was ridiculous.
It should be.
So all those kids that want to get famous and be like Meghan Trainor, you got to walk through other people's gas.
You still have to. And you don't make money for a long time.
Yeah.
But you look good with fake hair.
Yeah. You get on TV and stuff. So
yeah.
That's cool. And you meet a bunch of hot dudes.
Famous. Hot dudes everywhere.
But they all have girlfriends.
They are all taken.
Yeah, but then you can duet with them or something. That's what you got to do.
Yeah, sing with them. Mm-hmm. Is that what you said? Duet?
Yeah, who would you want to duet with?
Aside from
Bruno, obviously.
Obviously, you stalk me. I want to sing with Jay Biebs. I like his voice on an acoustic guitar.
That's
my favorite one. I was, but not intensely until he started like tweeting me. I'm like, woo! He tweeted me. What's
you
up?
Scream.
Mm-hmm. I definitely screamed. I found out here when I walked in. My dancers were like, "Is your phone not blowing up?" I was like, "Why?" Like, because he tweeted your song.
So
I
this
mean,
is the
cover.
Day Justin Bieber you. Tweeted
today,
you.
It happened. Call my mom.
Are you going to put it on your profile? Justin Bieber tweeted me today.
I retweeted it. I was like, yes, yes, yes. Favorite it and retweeted it.
That's what I do. Well, Meghan Trainor, I know you have a show to do.
We'll let you do.
Go do those warm-ups.
Got to go dance and warm up.
Yum, 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 you'll yum,
hear
yum,
me,
yum, yum.
You'll hear me screaming yums.
Yay.
Yums.
It's going to be great. Yums.
Awesome.
Meghan Trainor. If you want to watch the entire interview, go to kidnation.com. We'll have that up for you.
She's great.
She is so cool.
She's great.
Make the interview easy for you. That's always helpful.
Right, right.
Yeah, they're playing with you.
She plays along with everything. She's in a good mood.
Hey, what's she got to be upset about?
She has crushes.
From dollar bills.
We had Alex from Target there, and when she met him, she flipped out.
Yeah?
She screamed so loud.
And what did Alex say?
He was just like, hi. I think it took him aback. He just stood there and was like, hi.
Oh, that's what he was shocked. That's
he was
why
so
he can only
shocked.
Get payout. Okay.
You don't expect Meghan Trainor to completely
the
flip
same
out with
on our show. Hey.
Oh, Kelly.
I saw him last night every time. Hey.
He's chill.
And I was saying goodnight to him, and he's like, I say, bye, Alex. He's like, hi. I said, no, Alex, I'm leaving now.
He had a long week.
Oh, bye.
He had a long week.
I got another word out of him.
You did.
Kelly, you should take it all in.
Oh. I got bye.
I had a full conversation with him.
You did not.
I did.
Prove it.
I did too.
Call him and ask.
I got a, how have you been? It. And here's my girlfriend.
Yeah, I got that. Whoa. This is my girlfriend. Okay. No name.
I didn't even get that.
I just
introduced myself finally. And I said, are you the girlfriend? She said, yeah. I said, you're a good sport. Good for you for hanging in there. Because she had to go through a lot.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Still does.
She ain't letting go of Alex from Target.
No way. I don't blame her. She's a good dude.
You're just intimidating, Kelly.
Yeah, that's what it is.
That's what it is.
Girl's intimidating. He was talking of a brainstorm with me.
Back to more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
To get us in the mood to talk about Thanksgiving fails and Black Friday fails, let's hear a nice little jingle from Jimmy Fallon and Rashida Jones about Thanksgiving songs. Here you go.
Yeah, my mama, she gave me a turkey with all the sides. And then she made me some cranberry sauce and then 12 pumpkin pies. Because you know I'm gonna gain some weight. Sweatpants. I'm gonna get some weight. Get some weight. Need sweatpants.
Won't you drink with me? I hate my family.
They're insane. It's plain to see.
So won't you drink with me?
Oh, here we go. There you go, Jimmy Fallon, Rashida Jones giving us a nice little Thanksgiving jingle. And now we go into
the video was playing.
And now we're going
chilling.
We all have that person that we'll be talking about this story for the next week. Thanksgiving story's gone wrong. Black Friday story's gone wrong.
Oh.
If anything went wrong in either of those days, please give us a call. 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT. Especially if police were involved. That's always fun.
No, you get
that's our favorite.
If the police were called. Was
or
called.
Emergency room visits.
Yeah.
Whee!
Oh, yeah. Fire department call. That's also a good one.
That's the thing. Some people complain about having to go see family over the holidays, but you always end up getting a good story out of it.
Did you guys have anything go wrong on your Thanksgiving?
Nothing up in South Carolina, Kelly?
Well, I mean, flying in, we flew the first leg to Charlotte because there's no direct flight to Florence. Imagine that. And the flight was canceled, so we had to rent a car and drive in. But that wasn't, like, a tragedy.
Right.
In fact, the guy that was, everybody was freaking out and yelling at the ticket agents. I had this weird peace about it. I was like really calm. He even said,
nothing you can do about it.
You're so pleasant. He called me pleasant.
Uh-huh.
What?
Because you weren't jumping down
I'm
his
like,
throat.
You know what? What are you going to do?
I had a slight
what
one.
What are you going
to do? My wife Kenzie and I were invited to our friend's Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah.
And I showed up. And my friend's husband wearing the same exact outfit I'm wearing.
What? Should have gone home.
That's a tragedy right there.
To the belt.
What?
It was like
y'all are twins.
Everything.
Twinkies.
Same shirt and everything.
You should have gone home and changed.
Did you start?
I was like, oh no, he didn't.
Did you finish each other's sentences?
Yeah. We're watching football sitting next to each other because we might as well.
Yeah.
We look like twins.
I was sitting on the airplane going to Mexico. I thought. And, you know, I noticed that our departure time had come and gone, and we still had not pushed back. Doors still open.
Yeah.
And man, such a short trip anyway. I was just going Friday, coming back Sunday. Long story short, the plane was delayed like an hour and a half. I just got off. I've never gotten off
bye.
A plane before. I'm like, bye, Felicia.
Let's go to some calls here. Rebecca, what went wrong at your house?
Oh, we had a firefighter fiasco.
Yes.
We were setting the table about 4:30 on Thanksgiving, all of the food being brought, and suddenly every smoke detector in the house just starts sounding off.
Uh-huh.
We can't figure out what's going on, so we call the fire department to come make sure we don't have a fire, and they can't help us, you know, so we start taking all of them off, except for the two that are on the 30-foot ceiling that we can't get to. So we had to eat Thanksgiving dinner listening to the fire alarm going off.
Oh, those are so annoying.
So, obviously, there was no fire.
At that point, it's
okay. No, there was no fire.
It's okay to take your gun out and shoot the fire.
I don't think so.
It's okay.
Yeah.
So you could take the batteries out and leave that thing open and pull the wires and it still beeps.
Those things are like cockroaches.
Thing.
It's like those things actually work.
Oh, I hate it.
It's always like at 2 or 3 o'clock
in the always.
Morning.
Always. And then you don't know which one it is.
I can't find which one it is.
And it just keeps chirping.
I've literally
been in tears, weeping, calling when I lived here and calling my daddy in South Carolina. What am I going to do at 2 o'clock in the morning? Daddy!
I hate that.
Tori, you guys are probably going to have to renovate the house after what happened.
Oh, my gosh. So on Black Friday, my parents and I decided we weren't going to go shopping. We were going to decorate our house. So I went up to the attic to help my mom get the Christmas tree down. And I tripped and I fell through the ceiling into her bedroom.
Oh my gosh!
No.
And you're okay?
Yeah, I just have a few scrapes and bruises. Nothing big.
Did you land on the bed or did you land like on the tree or what'd you land on?
I landed on the floor.
Oh, man.
Girl.
Did that feel really cool, though?
Yeah, until you hit the ground.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're all right, man.
Yeah, I'm lying. No, not really.
Yeah. Something about falling through a ceiling that sounds so cool to me.
No.
Like, if you landed on the bed.
No.
And you're not hurt at all, Tori. That's so cool.
Yeah, my parents and I still joke about it, so.
Yeah. Why not?
Wow.
You gotta fall through the ceiling and do it like a boss. I love it. This one involves the cops.
All right.
MJ, what were you doing that got you, had the cops called on you?
Me and my brother decided that the neighbors didn't have enough Christmas lights up.
Yeah.
So we decided to TP his house.
You decided to TP
his house? Toilet papered his house.
As punishment?
Yeah.
How old are you guys?
I'm 22. My brother's 28.
You toilet papered house? You almost 30 years old?
But what we didn't realize was the guy was a cop. He just moved to the neighborhood.
Oh, no. Don't do that to a cop.
Did he find out it was you?
Yeah, he caught us.
Yeah, of course he did.
Did you ever think he was probably home because it was a holiday?
They were drunk. Come on, Jenna. They weren't thinking.
Yeah, it was the night before Thanksgiving. So
yeah, that's not a sober move.
They were all out. So he hates us now.
How much alcohol was involved in this, dude?
I drank an entire bottle of Ciroc.
Of course you did.
It was a lot.
Yeah.
He didn't even have to ask.
How many rolls are we looking at here, MJ?
It was more along the line of like maybe 30.
Yes!
An entire bottle.
It was all like nasty outside.
Yeah.
So like my parents made us clean his yard Thanksgiving Day.
Of course you did.
Your parents made you?
I'll be a 22 and 28-year-old man getting punished by your parents.
I'm surprised she didn't ground you.
That's awesome. Well, there you go.
All right.
The parents still laying down the law. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We're going for what went wrong during Thanksgiving or Black Friday shopping.
Yeah.
We're a bonus points for cops or fire department being called. Oh, this
be some fights over a $29 TV or something.
What happened during Black Friday, Leia?
So I work for a large clothing retail, and I was walking through the dressing room when the girls in there started screaming. Someone had left a bag of urine in the dressing room.
Oh, no, they did not.
A bag?
A bag of urine?
Yeah.
Because they couldn't get to the bathroom, so they used a bag instead, maybe? The lines were bad? I'm trying to figure out why they would do that.
Maybe they waited forever to try stuff on.
Yeah.
I really don't know, but we quickly got one of our managers to pick it up.
A.K.A. a dude, right?
Oh, no. Yeah. That's when, manager.
It's the manager's job.
Yeah, sorry, manager.
No, that's when the manager says, no, your job.
I manage, so I'm going to have you guys clean it up, because I'm managing.
That's gross.
Oh, that is
so gross.
What are they doing? Oh, boy.
You know what they were doing. They were peeing.
Yeah, in bags, though. What if there's a leak?
Ew.
Leak on leak crime. Erica?
Yes.
You blowing up stuff?
Yeah, I was at my mom's house, and she doesn't have a lot of counter space, so I decided to make the broccoli and cheese casserole on her stove, so I placed the Pyrex on one side, and I didn't realize, I don't cook on a gas stove, so I didn't realize that there was a tiny little flame going, and the whole Pyrex pan literally exploded in the kitchen.
Oh, my gosh.
No, that's dangerous.
Like, there was glass. Had I been on the other side, it would have hit me. My husband came running out of the bathroom, half naked. What happened? It just was it shot from the kitchen to the living room.
Yeah.
All over that side of the house.
Did you already have enough to drink where you started crying because you did that?
Nobody came in, and I was huddled by the stove on the ground.
Oh, I feel bad for you.
I'm just glad you weren't hurt.
My heart was beating so fast.
I know, man.
I said we could have ruined Thanksgiving forever right there.
Oh, girl.
Now we don't have cheese broccoli, Erica. Way to go.
Well, we couldn't eat that, but thankfully I had already stuck the dressing in the stove, so I didn't ruin that.
You saved it.
Good deal.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're okay.
Let's see if Erica gets invited back next year.
See, but that's a way to never have to cook.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Always mess up. Just enough.
If you don't like cooking, just be bad at it.
Yeah.
I think exploding glass is more than just enough.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
Putting salt instead of sugar in the recipe, that's just enough.
But she bought herself like 10 years with that.
Oh, ooh. Yeah. You're never going to have to cook again. That's so smart. Robin, you physical violence on your...
Black Friday?
On your Black Friday, huh? Right,
here we go.
Here's our first physical violence.
Well, I was shopping with my mom, and we went to get my son a PlayStation 4, and it was the very last one.
Yeah.
Now, the lady must have thought I was a kid. I mean, I'm 30, so I'm about to be 33, but I look like I'm about 16 years old. So she tried to snatch it out of my hand, and my first instinct was just to slap her, so that's what I did. I slapped her, and my mom turns around and walks up. She says, "Lady, what are you doing?" She said, "I thought she was a kid." She said, "Even if she was a kid, why would you even snatch a toy from a kid? You should go to jail."
Oh, boy.
Oh, no, you damn.
So how did she react to the slap?
She just looked at me. She was stunned. She wasn't expecting that from me. And when mom said something, she just turned around and walked off when she told her she should go to jail.
Now, let me ask you this about the slap. Was it front hand or was it back hand?
Oh, the back hand's the best.
It was a front hand. I just
okay. reached across there, just, you
okay.
know.
Okay.
Instinct.
I probably left a handprint on her. It was instinct. Yeah. You know, that's a bunch of people around, and somebody's snatching, and it's the same shoulder.
And like,
my purse is on, and the PlayStation is in my hand, so I'm thinking she going for my purse, so that was why I slapped
her. I know.
Her. I know. You had to slap the, yeah.
Yeah, no choice.
How long did you have to wait in line, Robin?
Oh, we had been there since, like, 5 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
And I was tired, you mm. know, and mm. I worked, like, an overnight shift. So as soon as I got off work, me and my mom were up there.
Yeah. Robin, was there the obligatory guy after you slapped the lady that went, oh?
Yeah, it was people mumbling, like, oh, my God, did you just see that?
Yeah, she just slapped the black off.
Yeah, nobody's going to mess with you after that, Robin. Wow.
Don't ever snatch nothing from me, ever. So if you know a girl named Robin, do not snatch nothing from her because she will slap you.
Okay, Robin. We've all been fairly warned.
Yes, do not grab anything from Robin's hand.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah, do not mess with Robin.
Yeah.
She will slap.
Good right. for you.
I mean, I don't condone violence.
Front hand slap.
You understand it.
But I understand.
Backhand slap, that's a whole nother level.
I feel like Black Friday is like that movie, The Purge. Like, slightly less violent. Like, you're allowed to do whatever you want one day a year.
It's like a level two purge.
Deal. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
There's
yeah.
no killing going on, but there's plenty of stomping and slapping. Let's finish it off here with Eric.
All right.
Black Friday fiasco.
Hi. Well, I work in a store, and in the back, we have these phones on for $30, $100 phones. So people started fighting over them. It turned into a fist fight. Cops broke it up. Little did they know that about an hour after the sale ended, we found another case of them in the back.
Oops.
Hey, our bad. We thought that was all we had. Oops. It turns out after this fist fight, we have plenty more.
Sorry. We got more.
It happens. Yeah. You didn't know the shipment came in. Hold on. We got to go to Delamore?
Hey.
What's up, man? Yeah. What happened?
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Oh, well, I love Cali Raspberry. Love you. Just want to say that. Okay. No,
Thank you.
Yeah, try going to Best Buy drunk and hovering over tablets. And you know how they have the little security things on the tablet?
Right.
Yeah. And so I picked one up just so I could see what the back of it looked like, and the things start going off. And then if you know, like, people just, like, the little security people just start coming out of like, the woodwork. Yeah, and I was like, yeah, I'm drunk black guy in Best Buy on Black Friday. Yeah, this ain't right. I just knew I was going down.
You are my kind of man.
I like you.
Delamar, are you drunk right now?
No.
No, I'm actually at work. I'm a truck driver.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Hey,
he's an honorable driver.
You be safe out there, Delamar.
Thank you, Delamar.
I like him.
Thank you. I roll in the Best Buy drunk. That's like my uncle. Yeah. That's actually the one that put the penny in the food.
I don't fall him for that. How else can you handle those crowds?
You just got to go there a little tipsy. And hold on. Torin. What'd you find in the oven 3 days later?
Well, actually, it was my grandmother. Uh-huh. We're all enjoying Thanksgiving dinner. My uncle brought a 21-pound turkey. It was delicious.
Yeah.
Before he left to go back out of town, he put it in the oven, did not tell anybody. So about 3 days later, we looked for it. We were wanting to bring some home. There was none. We thought we ate it all. 3 days later, my grandmother found it in the oven. Needless to say, my dog got a really, really good Thanksgiving dinner 3 days later.
Thanks, Torres.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.